Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In today's lesson, we will continue our focus on communication on implant-supported restorations. So, let's start! In this lesson, you have an expanded patient-friendly set of consultation phrases, specifically for implant-supported restorations, organized by typical stages of the conversation. Number one, introducing the option. One option to replace the missing tooth is a dental implant. An implant is a fixed solution that replaces both the tooth and the root. This option works independently of the neighboring teeth. Number two, explaining how implants work. The implant is placed into the jawbone and acts like an artificial tooth root. Once the implant heals, we attach a crown that looks and feels like a natural tooth. The implant becomes firmly integrated with the bone. Number three, benefits of implant-supported restorations. Implants are very stable and feel very natural when chewing. They help preserve the jawbone in the area of the missing tooth. Implants do not require us to prepare the neighboring teeth. This is a long-term solution with very good success rates. Number four, aesthetics and comfort. The crown is custom made to match your natural teeth. Most patients forget they even have an implant. There is no removable part, so it feels very comfortable. Number five, explaining the procedure simply. The treatment is done in several steps over a few months. First, we place the implant, then we allow time for healing. After healing, we place the final crown. Number six, pain and recovery. The procedure is done under local anesthesia. Most patients experience only mild discomfort afterward. You can usually return to normal activities the next day. Number seven, time considerations. Implant treatment takes longer than a bridge because of the healing phase. Although it takes more time, the long-term benefits are significant. Dental implant healing generally takes 3 to 6 months for full osteointegration, fusion with the jawbone. Initial gum healing takes only 1 to 2 weeks. The bone requires several months to stabilize the implant, with lower teeth sometimes healing faster than upper.
Werbung. Orale Gesundheit im Alter steht im Fokus beim Hessischen Zahnärztetag, dem Kongress für Orale Medizin 2026. Erleben Sie am 25. September einen kompakten Online-Kongress mit praxisnahen Impulsen, die sich direkt im Alltag umsetzen lassen. Jetzt bis 31. Mai zum Aktionstarif anmelden und sparen unter quint.news/KOM.
Number 8. Cost Discussion. Implants are usually more expensive upfront. However, they are designed to last many years. We will provide a detailed cost plan before treatment. Number 9. Suitability and Assessment. We will assess your bone and overall health to see if an implant is suitable. If needed, we can improve the bone before placing the implant. Number 10. Addressing patient concerns. It's normal to have questions about implant treatment. We'll explain every step before we start. You can take time to decide what feels right for you. Number 11. Comparing implants to other options. Unlike a bridge, an implant does not rely on neighboring teeth. Compared to a denture, an implant is fixed and more stable. Number 12. Reassuring closing phrases. Implant-supported restorations are a very predictable treatment option. Our goal is to restore your smile, function, and comfort. We'll support you throughout the entire treatment process. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To rely on. Sich auf etwas verlassen. To decide. Entscheiden. To chew. Kauen. To assess. Etwas beurteilen. Etwas bewerten. Artificial. Künstlich. Unlike. Ungleich. Anders. Throughout. Durchweg, immer. Suitable, geeignet. Upfront, vorab, im Voraus. Healing Phase, Einheilphase. Long-Term Solution, langfristige Lösung. Jawbone, Kieferknochen, Kiefer. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche beginnen wir mit Themen aus dem Bereich Kinderzahnheilkunde. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.